And then just look around where you are. Just look and see everything that you can. And we'll see what Giriraj presents us with. Almost 25 years ago, we held our first Govardhan retreats here. And we would give classes, Satyananda Maharaj, Mataji, and I would give classes just under the trees. Now, raise your hand if you've been near Giriraj before. Raise your hand if you've never been here before. Raise your hand if you've ever introduced yourself to Giriraj. Well, I would suggest that when you meet someone for the first time, or maybe someone you don't know well, we want to enter into a relationship with Giriraj, because amazingly enough, Giriraj is a person. Govardhan is a person. Giriraj means the king of mountains, and Govardhan is his name. Govardhan, Giriraj. So, putting your hands in this mudra, a welcoming mudra, it is very nice because it opens the heart chakra. So why don't you be brave and introduce yourself to Giriraj. Face Giriraj. And you can start with your name, who you are, but quietly, privately. And then you can say what you know about Giriraj Govardhan. And then you can tell him as much of your life story as you would like to. But only two rules when you do this. One is you have to be completely honest. And the second is you can speak in any language that you want, whatever you're most comfortable with. Completely honest and take as long as you want. Maybe you can tell Giriraj your hopes on the deepest level. Your aspirations, but on a deep level. Sometimes I ask the devotees, what do you really want? Do you want to fight? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Just keep with your internal mood. Sometimes I ask devotees to tell Giriraj, well, first decide what you want. And then after a few minutes, what do you really want? Because Giriraj is very kind. And I'll talk a little bit, but you don't have to listen to what I'm saying. You can just stay in your internal mood. It's all right. You don't have to listen to anything I'm saying, but I'll talk anyway. Krishna used to herd the cows here. He would play his flute. And although thunderbolts were striking Giriraj from Indra, when Krishna held him aloof, still he did not feel any pain because he was absorbed in the sweet fragrance of Krishna's breath. This is a special place, and this is a special time for you all, because you're in the presence of Vrindavan, the dust of Vrindavan. One of Srila Prabhupada's final desires was to go to Govardhan, and he wanted the devotees, his followers, to go with him. Just be with you and Giriraj at this time. You can offer your prayers. You can pray for others. But see if you can make the words coming from you as deep as you can, from the real you, on the deepest level. We often like others to see us in a particular way. But sometimes we're even different from that way we want others to perceive us. But see if you can speak to Giriraj from the level you can get to that's the closest to really you. And offer your prayers and your desires from that point. One time in Los Angeles, in perhaps 1968, Prabhupada was in the temple before Watseka Avenue on La Cienega Boulevard. And one Mataji came from Vrindavan and he started a kirtan. And she gave Prabhupada a container. And in the container was some dust from Vrindavan. And all the devotees were just staring at Prabhupada. and seeing what he would do. And he went like this. And everyone was amazed because it was dust. But this is extraordinary because the dust of Vrindavan is actually not different from Krishna. And Giriraj is so merciful, and the Yamuna is so merciful. Now, is Nitai here? Yeah. Do we have a harmonium? Oh, anyway.
We were told that he's the one from the center.
And we didn't bring it. Okay, never mind. Okay, so who'll play the drum? There's an expert drummer over here. Could you sing a very gentle, soft kirtan? I'd like to have a kirtan. And let's try to sing for the pleasure of Giriraj from our deepest place.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare,
Hare
Krishna. This dog comes, and he sits down for a while, and then starts complaining. I don't know what he did in his last life, but he's complaining about it. He does want a little bit of affection.
And then he has fleas.
And then he, after a while, this goes. Okay, everyone sing.
Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Now, anyone would like to say what they're thinking right now? Right this very moment.
You are just so soft.
Okay. But raise your hand. Yes.
You are just so soft. As soon as the sand hit my head, I felt like a nice, soft feeling.
Anyone else? Yeah. I can't turn so easily.
How magical it is here.
Loudly though.
So I was kind of putting it on my head, and it reminded me a little bit of putting the kumkum on when you get married, and I kind of wanted to say, I wanted to be, you know, united with Giriraj on this trip. That was kind of my thinking as I was putting it on my head in that kind of motion. So I just wanted to be united with him.
How would you get united with Giriraj?
To be with him, just to be present with him in this time.
But do you know how to do that? That's a really good way, but also be in a mood of service, because Giriraj, he's Hanta and Adriya, Haridasa Varjo, Srimati Radharani herself said that she said about Giriraj that he was the best of all servants of Lord Hari, also in the 21st chapter of the 10th canto, this verse is there. So when you serve the devotees and you glorify Krishna, Giriraj is very pleased. And then he showers mercy. You saw our retreats at the science. But that retreat center is somewhat of a miracle. Because, I mean, there it is. You know, it's not perfect, but it's there. And the purpose, we had one purpose in mind for it, is that we understood somehow or another that when you glorify Krishna, hearing and chanting here, then Giriraj is pleased. That's what gives him pleasure, when the Lord is and his servants are glorified and served. So the relationship is improved by service. That's the connection. Because he's a servant, and he serves those who want to serve. He serves everyone. There's hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people who walk around Giriraj, and they all have desires on different levels. But he's so welcoming and so kind and so... Yeah, everyone feels happy. Giriraj. And in Braj, the local people say, if you have a problem, take it to Baba. Thank you. Anyone else like to say what they're thinking right now? Yes. You still have your glasses here. Anyone else like to say? You like the music, yes? You like the music?
Yeah.
Over there, there's some blind people who just sing. And as the people walk by, they just sing. I can't understand the songs, but I assume they're glorification of Krishna. Is your family Gujarati?
Mine?
Yeah?
No.
Where are you from?
They're from Delhi.
You're from Delhi?
Yeah.
Okay. What part of Delhi?
South Delhi.
Okay. Near the temple?
I think like 20 minutes away from this.
Okay. Where's Nittai? Okay. Yes, Nittai.
I just want more dust. I was looking for more dust.
Everyone donate some dust to Nittai.
That's a good one.
But if you take dust, that you'll have to give back.
If you take dust, you have to give something back.
Anyone else like to say something?
Feeling a sense of protection. Feeling protected.
That's deep. Would you like to always feel protected?
Yes.
Anyone else like to say anything? Yeah. Of course.
Feeling vulnerable, feeling very... it was hard to ask for what I wanted, because every time I thought I was like, whoa!
Yeah.
So it was hard to get to that. I didn't get to it.
To what you really want. Because to know what you really want, you have to know who you really are. Everything is just layers. Mm. What would it feel like? Close your eyes. What would it feel like if you actually fully believed that Krishna would protect you? You don't have to answer. If we actually believed that if we gave ourselves to Krishna, he would actually protect us. That's a life's journey. There's a famous story about Sri Ramanujacharya that one of his early disciples asked him or said that, "I want to see God, I want to see Krishna." In other words, he was questioning, is he really there? And Sri Ramanujacharya said, "Walk south." And the disciple immediately got up and started walking south. And at the end of the day, he found that there was a place for him to stay, to sleep. And someone offered him some food, and the next day he walked south. And this went on for a week. And at the end of a week, he came back and he said, "Have you seen Krishna?" And he said, "Yes." He felt himself so protected. How does it feel to feel vulnerable? Can you describe that? In a physical...
Yeah, it feels like a weird combination of tense and open, opener. I feel unsure, more unsettled, but curious.
Curious enough to take a step forward into what do I really want?
Very curious. But the realization of acknowledging that I don't know the answer, or that there was layers, I got to one and then, oh wait, that's not it. And how much more is there? It's kind of, there's a pull and a resistance going on. There's that vulnerability.
Quite an adventure is life. Well, that's the thing, when you travel south, you don't know what's going to happen that night. And it may happen one night and a second night, but you don't know if it's going to happen the third night. So to live a life which no one wants, really, the adventurous life of dependence on Krishna, no matter what the external situation is, how can I serve you, Krishna? How can I serve you, Krishna? It's a rare soul who takes that path. But Prabhupada took that path, that I know. Jagatrini Mataji and I were in his room in Fiji in 1976. He left Australia, he was in Fiji on the way to Hawaii, then Los Angeles, and New York Ratheatra, and he didn't go to Dallas or Houston that time. But he was just sitting back, and there was just a few people in the room, some of the wealthy people who invited him to Fiji. And he just sat back and said, in the beginning, we had nothing, and there was no anxiety. And now we have so much, and still there is no anxiety. But we know that he went through so many difficulties and everything, but this is how he was viewing it. He was so brave, Abhaya Charananam Vindam. He was so brave in taking shelter of his guru, and he had such a serving mood. He was composed of that mood, and as much as Krishna gave him, he wanted to serve with that even more and more. He once also in the Philippines, where's our Nitai?
Right behind.
I'm feeling very vulnerable. In the Philippines. That was a joke. I mean. But he said to there's so many stories we could tell, but he said to, it was just the two of us sitting in this little, we have a different story of when this occurred. I think it was at one time, and she says it's typical when you've been married for 50 years to the same person. I was once walking down the street in Los Angeles, and someone said, this was many years ago, how long have you been married? And I said, 25 years. He said, oh, to the same person. But anyway, this happened right before a big program. When did it happen, Jagatrini?
We went into Srila Prabhupada's room to see him just before he was to have his midday meal.
Completely different remembrance.
And he took some of it off his plate and he gave something to both of us. And it happened either after or before that he was sitting at a desk in the Hotel Intercontinental, and there was some little souvenir on the desk or table.
With a flag.
And he started to play with it, and he broke it. And he said, oh, it is broken.
He didn't say anything, he just left.
Okay. And then he said, it is my desire that every soul in the universe goes back to Godhead. You please help me with that.
So he had such a big desire. Not everyone in the world, he said everyone in the universe. So there's a spot for everyone to do some service if you so desire. But he was so bold. Now, one thing, we shouldn't stay too much longer because although he was bold, it's getting cold. Would anyone like to say what they're thinking right now? Like this very moment. You are... But you already went. Okay, go ahead.
How compassionate is that Prabhupada was?
Yeah. Anyone else? Yes. This Giri Raj Maharaj or our very dear friend?
His Holiness Giri Raj.
This is also His Holiness Giri Raj. He's also our dear friend. You mean the moving Giriraj? But this one also is moving. Someone sent me a message today. saying, with a picture of Krishna holding up Govardhan Hill and all the Brijbasis underneath it. He said, this was the original lockdown. Anyone else like to say something? I know you have something to say. Yeah?
Feeling grounded.
Yeah. What did you? How do you feel? What are you thinking, Richard?
Feeling hurried.
Hurried.
Heard.
Mm. By whom? Should pray some more. How about you, Paul? Yeah. Relief there. Relieved of what? But relieved of what?
Relieved of
that. You. Yeah. You? What do you like to say?
I'm thinking of what service souls not of this world have to perform.
Ask him. I mean, there's so many souls of different levels. But one thing I know, if the desire is there, the opportunity will follow. And what do you like to say?
It's a great blessing to be here. Very blessed. There's so much mercy that's showered upon the people, anyone who comes into this station of knowledge and this association.
How do you know?
It's just a feeling.
Do you feel like you're being, mercy is being showered on you? Do you want more? Pray to Guruji. Anyone else like to say anything? How do you think the atmosphere changes when the sun goes down and it starts getting dark?
More solemn.
More solemn. What do you mean by solemn?
Peaceful and more.
Peaceful and?
Like in a bhajan kutir.
Yeah.
It's like in a bhajan kutir.
More internal. Anyone else like to say anything?
It goes from being all action oriented to starting to be more reflective.
Yeah. Let that be a theme of our journey of this retreat. You know, during the day, you'll be going out and seeing so many places, and it's exciting, and you're seeing things, and it's more outside oriented, and then in the evening maybe we can have some reflective time and keep a good balance. Because everything in Braj is connected to Krishna. Notice the parrots have stopped their squawking. Except for those over there. Okay. Anyone else?
There's one probably at the back where the stand up is
okay.
Longer.
Was it? Oh, it was. You had your hand up earlier. You had it. He did. Good.
Now it's your turn, because you're holding the microphone. What are you thinking right now?
I was feeling vulnerable, like Ohura,
yeah.
Because I didn't actually know what I wanted.
How does that feel to not know what you want?
It feels like I've got a long ways to go.
And it's so interesting that you've heard so many things. You're supposed to want this, and you're supposed to want that. Do you like to serve, though?
Sometimes.
I hope you have some internal reflective time while you're here. Yeah, I also need that. I also find myself in that situation too. And it's interesting because there's a part of me that wants something, but there's a part of me that's not quite sure. And I don't know what I'm afraid of losing either. I'm sure I'm afraid of losing something I don't really have too. You know, it's partially, I read something that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said. I read that today, or yesterday, where he was talking about fear of losing your illusory sense of freedom.
Yeah.
Because it is such a commitment to be an eternal servant. It's a long-term contract, isn't it? So you really have to trust the person you're serving. So that's what life is about, to get the experience that will make you sure that this is what I want. And yeah, the life is about developing that type of Shraddha, faith in Krishna by experience, really by experience. The power of the holy names, the power of association, the power of just living life.
Mm.
Sometimes we have to do our little exploring to find out if it's what we want or not.
Yeah.
When one looks at one's life in that way, it's quite an adventure with a goal. The goal is to develop love, and that's the only thing that will, loving service, bhakti, that's the only thing that will make the relationship strong enough that Krishna will reveal enough of himself that we are strong enough in the relationship. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So I think it is getting dark and it's probably cold and we don't want to overstay our welcome. Perhaps we can just take a moment and offer some prayer, perhaps to get a little closer during this visit, or a lot closer, or whatever we can honestly say from as deep a part of us as we can enter. But keep it honest and sincere. So during our journey, our retreat, please take care of each other and help each other, and let the adventure begin. Hare Krishna. So we could, why don't we just, since we all tend to be in an internal mood right now, maybe we can walk back. Yes. 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 Good plan. But it's now we should all take out our phones and put the flashlights on so we can see what we're doing. And also then when we do that with kirtan going on, and then we could walk back, keep internal and prayerful, and then when we get to the road then we could be as loud and boisterous as we want. Hare Krishna.